This is WMUC FM College Park, and we're going to start with the PSA.
I can ride my bike with no handlebars. No handlebars.
Sign up for the weekly bike rides every Tuesday around College Park. Don't have a bike? Just rent it from the campus bike shop. Spending time outdoors has great benefits. It raises your vitamin D levels, it improves concentration and focus, helps you recover from injury and stress, and it may even mean more smiles throughout the day. To get more information, log on to crs.umd/Maryland Adventure Program. Hashtag stay active.
I can tell you about Lee Ferrickson. I know all the words to De Colores, and I'm proud to be an American.
Hello, hello. We are Narcoleptic Insomniacs. Okay, can we hear you?
Hello.
Yes, okay. We can hear everybody, even everybody outside.
Even that?
Maybe especially that.
That we don't talk about.
Don't talk about it, guys.
No, we'll never talk about it.
If you hear, like, drums, please don't mention it.
It's actually my heartbeat.
We hear it too, and yeah, it just feels like something we have to live with, like your heartbeat.
I know.
Or like when you think about blinking or something.
Yeah, I'm always curious, like, do you think it's the same band?
It actually might be because are they here every week?
Because, like, are they here every week at 8 p.m.? Because, like, that would
make
sense.
Right, because we are, so.
Yeah.
Man, we're here at 8 p.m.,
yeah,
aren't we?
Actually, 8:05.
Yeah.
Amazing.
We are here, and we are ready to speak our minds. Yeah. Thank gosh.
Yes.
I actually wasn't sure if I could say thank God for a second there, but I just decided not to.
Didn't say God's name in vain.
Yeah, because they didn't say that we couldn't say God's name in vain.
Yeah.
On the air.
But they told us how to do everything else. So.
They did.
Yeah.
Ooh. Anyway, maybe it kind of is good. Like
it's kind of part of the vibe.
I don't know.
Oh, I like this one.
Yeah, okay. And they're actually good.
Yeah.
This, like, band or whatever. I don't know. They're actually kind of good. So we have a special topic for today.
For our last show?
For our last show.
Last show. We also have cookies.
We also have cookies. Shout out, Edmund.
Love you.
Like, thanks. We have our last show. So we were like...
It needs to be a special one.
Yeah, it needs to be a special one. And we honestly just had so many ideas that we came up with in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we had come up with, like, these 10 or 15, like, original show ideas. Because
mm-hmm.
we thought that's how the world worked back then.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of, like, didn't even go through a lot of them.
No.
So we're bringing you guys, like, something from the recesses of our brains.
Yeah.
Different era.
Yeah, because, like, to get a show, you need to seem like you know.
Yeah, like, we're going to do this and this and that.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, things change, but obviously we're here and, like,
yeah, and now we're circling back.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You're entering our brains at the beginning of last semester.
Mm-hmm.
And so are we. Wow. They really sped up there.
Can you hear it?
Can you guys hear this or what? Or, like, what? Ooh.
I think it adds some spice to our lives.
I agree.
I kind of appreciate it.
Oh, it's the top of the fifth of the Orioles game.
Let's go O's!
Let's go O's!
Ooh, O's!
I feel like my O came out there.
Guys, they're winning against the Miami Marlins.
Is that exciting?
Who are the Marlins?
I have no idea.
I probably, like, insulted some fans out there.
Sorry, everybody. Anyway, so our topic today... Should I say it?
Go ahead.
So we are investigating the question, am I in control of my world, or is my world in control of me?
Very dramatic question, but, like, it had to be. We had to go out with a bang, y'all.
Out with a bang, and out with something that probably everyone... I think these drums are really loud. Hold on. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is crazy, actually. Anyway, am I in control of my world, or is my world in control of me?
Yeah.
Because I think everyone has, like, confronted this topic in some way, but I think there's a lot of different ways that you can think about this, so mm-hmm. I wonder, like, how many people we're gonna relate to with this one.
We could talk about everything.
We really could.
We really could.
Like, every single thing that's ever happened to you, you could ask this question.
Yep.
Am I in control? Or is my control...
Are these drums controlling me? Is this band controlling my actions? Because we keep reacting to it, even though it's not actually bothering me that much.
Am I just a reactionary person? What is the spectrum of reaction? Anyway, so when I think about this topic, I guess a few things come to mind. But what really comes to mind is us in high school. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember. So we didn't come up with this, but our good friend Ava did.
Love you, girl.
And yeah, love you. And it's basically, I think we've talked about these kind of like, what do I want to call them? These like spectrum funny, like, what are they called? Like, it's like a graph. It's a graph.
Yeah.
It's a it's an X and Y axis, mm-hmm. and everyone falls somewhere in the plane. And basically, she asked the question, like, where do you fall on the spectrum? Where one extreme is that you are a victim of circumstance.
Yeah.
And the other extreme is that you're a perpetrator.
On the x-axis, I think.
Sure, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What was it,
I don't remember.
I think it was the y-axis,
but
actually.
I don't remember what the x-axis was. Oh, no. Someone help us out from high school. You could definitely find it.
Okay. I'll search. You keep talking.
Victim of circumstance and perpetrator, I think we should start with, like, defining what this means, because it just sounds really goofy, but it actually makes so much sense. So basically, a victim of circumstance, and I'm thinking, like, when something unfortunate happens to you, like, these are the people that genuinely just have unfortunate things happen to them, and they had no role to play in it happening, whereas a perpetrator had a role to play in their misfortunes. Like, maybe they were a little pushy in a conversation with a friend, and now that friend is mad at them. They would be a perpetrator in that situation. And some people maybe, like, cause a lot of problems to happen for them, whether it's by action or maybe it's just, like, a mindset. That is something to explore later. So everyone falls some... No! Oh, my God. What
I
was
can't
it?
Find
it was, like,
it.
Two words. It wasn't, like, a phrase. Oh, my goodness. This is gonna drive me nuts. Or I want to say it's something with, like, getting sick. Like, mental health. Like, anxious or, like, not anxious or something. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, or, but, like, avoidant, something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. But, yeah, everyone falls somewhere along that spectrum. And I think that's, like, now it was funny because our friend Ava would just, like, analyze our friends and, like, place them herself. So it was from her perspective. But I think it's funny to, like, reflect on it yourselves. Like, do you think you are do you think bad things just tend to happen to you? Like, are you just a little unlucky, or do you think maybe, like, some of it's your fault? Is your world in control of you, or are you making things happen to you? Basically, I think that's, like, a perfect...
I found it.
Okay, what was it,
guys? Listen up.
Okay,
so it was, I actually don't know, this is not, like, the first one, mm-hmm. but this is Ava's version, actually.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's a victim of circumstance and persecutor.
Persecutor?
That was hers. On the x-axis.
Wait.
And then it was clinical and self-diagnosed.
Clinical and self-diagnosed. Perpetrate. No, what is it?
It. What?
Wait, persecutor.
Persecutor.
What does that word mean?
Like,
isn't that like you're... Wait. Someone who treats a particular group of people cruelly.
Yeah, hers is persecuted.
Okay, I actually, so sorry to diss, I actually like ours better. Oh my God.
No, this isn't the OG.
Oh, actually.
Cecilia made the
original. I think that was Cecilia.
It was perpetrator.
It was perpetrator, because why are we persecuting people for their ethnicity, religion, or sexual orientation?
Oh no.
Oh my God. Wait, take it back.
And that's
not what we meant.
No, we definitely didn't mean that. So,
or a person who harasses or annoys someone persistently.
It's not bad to be
if
a
you are that,
but to be a persecutor is
that
a little,
might be very questionable.
Maybe a little bad. And if you, the names on here are really funny.
Oh my God. If you guys Mm-hmm. We'll drop the list at 1,000 followers.
Mm-hmm.
We'll drop the list. And you might be on it.
Yeah, you
Wait,
might.
Wait, where were we?
This is me.
I probably wasn't even on it because I'm just such a loser.
Well, I think you were on the other one.
Whatever, man. I don't even need to be on it.
Oh, Le Chatelier is on here.
Who?
Or do you remember from Calc? Le Chatelier's principal.
No.
Oh, I remember.
Don't remember.
I remember.
Le
That's
Chatelier.
The one thing I remember from math.
What does that
class.
Mean?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so you're either a perpetrator or... And then, okay, clinical and self-diagnosed. That's just funny because it's like... You actually have, like, a something clinical.
Clinical.
Or yourself. And, okay, that one is a bit more lighthearted. Like, we're not actually, like,
no,
oh, this person clinically.
It's
just,
mean,
like, a vibe.
Exactly what it means.
It's just a vibe, and everyone kind of makes sense as a vibe.
It just, like, makes sense. Like,
yeah.
I can't give a good example, but it just
It
makes
just
sense.
Makes sense. I would be self-diagnosed, if that helps.
Yes. And, like, Ms.
If that
Lindstrom
helps.
From chemistry was
is clinical.
Clinical.
If that makes sense to everyone. No. Like, just throwing some names out
yeah,
there just for context. Anyway, so when we ask the question if our world is in control of us, I feel like immediately I put the two up against each other and I'm like, well, that one's worse. Like, I don't want my world to be in control of me. I want to be in control of my world. But then I just think about being more pragmatic and realistic about the grand scheme of things. And I get a little bit spiritual and I start thinking about the universe and that I'm just a little speck of dust on a little rock or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's where my brain goes.
Well, I mean, like, because if you get put on something like this, that means people think about you in a certain way.
That's true.
It's like, okay.
Like, why was our chemistry teacher on there?
I don't know, and why is she clinical?
But it makes sense.
It makes sense, though. Yeah.
It makes sense.
See, that's the thing. It's like, people put you in categories. Do those categories shape who you are, or do you shape yourself?
Oh, my God. I've talked about that this so much, but I just think it's so interesting. Like, do people categorize you? It's literally what you just said.
Exactly.
Like, I'm just repeating
no,
it.
No,
people
like,
categorize you, and then do you just live up to their expectation of what you can be? Or are you transcending that and being your own person? And it's not bad to not be able to transcend it.
No.
Because, honestly, we're all, like, very constrained by, like, what society says we can do. So then it's like, well, if everyone... And more, some people are definitely more constrained.
Mm-hmm.
Than others, just by, like, biases and, like,
and it's also about, like, how aggressively people put you in these boxes.
Yeah.
Like, I think about, like, YouTubers. Once they get put in those boxes, it's hard
yeah.
to kind of escape because so
it's like
many
an algorithm too
put you in that box.
Yeah. This is so true. Like, I think genuinely the way people perceive us shapes so much of what we can end up being. I don't know, and then there's just some things that are just, like, I don't know, like, very heavy topics, but, like, you know, if someone's, like, able-bodied versus, like, not, and, like, immediately gets put into, like, categories, and just, I don't know, like, representation in the world, and, like, systematically, it's, like, very, very complicated, but anyway, point being, like, I think of more as, like, a privileged white woman, like, I think of how that's affecting me, but also, you know, how it could be, I don't know, it's a lot to think about.
Yeah.
Like, what am I, is everything I've ever decided kind of because of, like, people's perceptions of me, or, like, where I just fall in society is, like, my identity?
I don't know. Because also, like, when I was, like, 5 years old, like, I didn't even know what that meant.
That's so true.
So
like, we weren't
like,
conscious
girl,
of it, but maybe it was still happening.
Exactly. Like, I don't even know.
That's crazy to think about. But then I also just really love to think, like, no, I want to do this, and it's my life, and I'm doing exactly what I want to.
Yeah, I think especially as an American, it's, like, that's, like, the culture, like,
yeah.
individualism.
Yeah,
like,
I just need to be happy, and then I've made it.
Like, if I'm happy, it's
I've made
fine.
It.
It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks of me, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, I feel like sometimes the two things are tied together, because the way people interpret you as a person can affect how you experience your everyday life.
This is very true. Very, very, very true. In my statistics class, my professor was like, there was like a problem that, like, whatever, like an example, and it was like the correlation between like attractiveness and like income level. I don't know, just very interesting. Like, you can think about this in so many ways, like people's personalities or like external like characteristics and things like that. But I don't know. I wasn't even planning on talking about this. This wasn't on my little list of things, but...
Oh, I forgot I had a list.
Very interesting. And kind of scary, but also a little bit, like, okay. No, it is scary. I just want to think... Okay, and then it's also hard when maybe your life isn't going, like, how you thought it would, or maybe you're not entirely... Again, I'm talking about happiness, but if you're not entirely happy, I think people lean more on, like, the world is just being cruel to me, versus, like, if you're really happy, or if you can somehow just find happiness in things, like, you're like, well, I did this, like, I did this to myself, and I love it, and I'm so happy. I don't know. It's like we pick and choose, like, we are only happy, I don't know, we only think we achieve happiness. Is that true? Maybe sometimes I think I deserve, not deserve, but like I failed and it was me and it was my fault. I think it goes both ways.
Yeah, like I think it's a little bit of both. Because it's like, I don't know. I also feel like the idea of like destiny and like fate is a little romanticized. Like, oh, they're star-crossed lovers fated to be with each other. Like, I don't know if I believe
maybe
that.
The population was just genuinely, like, 1 billion. Like, maybe there just weren't that many lovers in general.
I don't know.
Like, I don't know, guys.
Like, I don't even know really what that means in, like, this modern society. Like, oh, like, they belong
to each other. I do kind of hate that.
And that's,
especially with love,
that's kind of how I feel like with like shipping culture, because like if you think about it, like fictional characters, that's what people genuinely do with them. They put them in a box and they're like, this is who you are. The author puts them in a box and they're like, this is who you are, and then that's who they are,
because their book is so short.
Exactly.
It can be read in a fixed amount of
but
time,
but it's like, this is a human life. And then when people try to like reproduce that idea of fate and destiny and romance, it's like, okay, but like people are also, they have autonomy, but at the same time, do they? It's like a, like, oh, I don't know.
I don't know. Romeo and Juliet only existed in like a very short play. Okay?
I'm like, were they even in love?
Low-key, they were probably just, like...
They were just like, oh, this is the first person I've ever met who's like this.
Oh my god. That's true. There just aren't that many people around, genuinely. So, like, it's kind of like a small kingdom, like, whatever.
Yeah, like, oh, no, like, the people don't want us to be together. That's another thing. Because then the parents, weren't they enemies? Like, the families?
Yes.
And so, like... That's interesting.
That kind of makes it more, like, hot.
Because it's, like, but that means, like, I don't know. Because then people will go against what society expects them to do sometimes. In, like, a sort of defiance. In the way that Romeo and Juliet fell in love with each other and insisted that they had to, like, be together or else they died.
But it's still because of society.
Yeah.
Just because they're not going with it. They're still recognizing it.
So it's, like... But then they still took action. So it's like, oh, and that's not what society really wanted them to do. So it's like, oh, like, does
we're gonna
is
go
that,
against
like,
society.
Yeah, like.
But you're still using the word society in that sentence.
Exactly.
It's still a factor to think about.
Oh, yeah, but also autonomy. Like, both sides at the same time, all the time. That's how I feel.
Boom. Booyah. Who thought we would talk about Romeo and Juliet? Ooh, let's talk about, I think it's Oedipus. Okay. I was literally referencing this with, like, some group of people, and, like, they didn't get it, and I just felt really stupid, but I think I was right. Pretty sure Oedipus is the one who, like, married his mom.
Yeah.
Oedipus. I spelled it wrong. Like the tragedy, blah, blah, blah. Killed his father, married his mother, fulfilling a tragic prophecy. And what is that called when it's the phenomenon of, like, as soon as you find out your prophecy, you are, like, destined to fulfill it? A self-fulfilling prophecy. Anyway. Like, I think, and obviously this isn't, like, real. Like, no one can read the future unless you can. Then I'm sorry if I offended you. But it's like, if you know your fate, are you just going to live up to that? And I think actually in some way, like us in our like socioeconomic status, like we kind of know our fate in a way. Like, oh, I know I'm probably going to end up at like in like this a similar place to my parents because I have their resources to get there.
But then some people don't.
Some people don't. They fall short. A lot of people exceed, like, whatever that means. But I think a little bit of our lives are self-fulfilling prophecies in that way. It's like, okay, I'm probably going to live a life similar to my parents or act in defiance of that and maybe still somehow make it back to that life that I was avoiding because I thought it would come. But I don't know. This is interesting.
Yeah, because there's also, like, then there's the people... I keep saying this, but, like, the people who are like, no, like, I'm never going to become like my parents.
And then sometimes that's true, but sometimes they do.
I know.
And it's like, okay, self-fulfilling prophecy. Oedipus was like, no, what the heck? Why would I marry my mom? I really, like, that really got me. Like, when I read that, I honestly think about this play, like, a lot.
I know. It was.
I really like Shakespeare.
It was a lot. As, yeah. Like, I forgot how old
I was. Probably like 16 or something. Like, what the heck, yo.
It was a journey.
Yeah, such deep stuff. Anyway. Piercings. His name means swollen foot. Okay. If you didn't know. Anyway.
That's a little TMI.
Okay, let's move on.
Yeah.
Anyway, people put you in boxes. This is what we're saying. I had some questions, I suppose. Well, they were kind of actually very much related to this. How much can I stray from kind of the path that I'm locked into now? And also, am I predetermined to live a certain way? I don't know. And like, yes, I think I am. I think I only know what I know. Like, but then I guess it's interesting because in this day and age, we know so much more about what we could do. Like, I just saw an Instagram reel of this girl that was, like, hiking this big trail in California. And, like, maybe back before there was so much accessible information, I wouldn't have even known about that and I wouldn't have done it.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. You only know what you know, really, but you could always learn more.
You could always learn more, and with that, like, do more. But it's really hard. I don't know. And I think it's really hard, like, we were just learning about... I also find, like, population growth and, I guess, predictors of, like, economic mobility very interesting as well. Like, if you're surviving... in, like, the lowest poverty level, which I think is classified as, like, surviving on, like, less than $2 a day, it's, like, extremely hard to kind of climb the social ladder and, like, whatever, obviously. So it's just, like, things like that. Like, we have circumstances that are affecting where we're going to end up in our lives. And that's really horrible to think about because I just want to be in control of my own life. But what does that even mean? Oh, this is, like, making my head hurt.
I don't know. Because, like, yeah, like, I think everyone has a certain level of control over their lives. But
right.
At the same time, like, so does society.
Yeah, man. It's crazy to think about. Is everything predetermined? Okay, this goes more with, like, fate, I guess. Like, I feel like a lot of people will hit you with everything happens for a reason. And, like, I've definitely thrown that out there to comfort people when I, like, don't know what to say. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes really bad things happen to people.
Yeah.
And how can you possibly say everything happens for a reason?
Well, like, okay, on some level, I, like, do agree with it, but not in the way that, like...
It had to happen.
Like, it presents itself, like...
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, it's okay, like, everything happens in a reason. The phrase, like, implies, like, oh, it's because, like,
it was
later,
better
like,
yeah, happened.
It's going to help you in right. the future. Like, yes, I do believe that genuinely everything happens for a reason, because cause and effect,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
in life.
Right.
But I just,
more
like,
logistically.
The use of the expression by, like...
Yeah, a like, lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of people who speak English is just, like, it just doesn't make any sense to me. Like...
Yeah.
Okay,
because if someone's, like, experiencing grief, if they lost someone in their life, how could you possibly say everything happens for a reason? But also, like, yes, like, things are going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like... There's life, and then there's not life.
Yeah.
There's life, and there's death, but then, like, I don't know. Like, that's just, I think people say it as a way to comfort people.
Yeah.
Like, you will, and at some point, be better off. But I think what people honestly probably need to hear is, like, you're not going to be okay for a long time, and that's okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's very, like... Like hopecore, but in the way that like
yeah.
like the bad side of hopecore.
I mean, I kind of use it as a coping mechanism for very silly things. Like, I don't know, doing something like minorly embarrassing, like everything happens for a reason. I just had to embarrass myself in front of this person because maybe one day, like down the line, something, like, I don't know. Maybe I just had to have a really uncomfortable conversation with this person because maybe we're not supposed to be friends. Everything happens for a reason. Very light stuff. And I do think it can be helpful in that situation, but it's very much an overused expression. And I don't know, I think it's also very, like, spiritual, which is weird a little bit. Like, what? I don't know, like, I don't know. People say it's, like, God's plan,
yep.
stuff like that. Like, I don't know if that's, like, when I really think about it, I think people would, like, say these things, and I would never, like, really think about it.
Yeah, but. No, I feel like it's, like, it really just is whatever it means to an individual, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah.
If you're telling someone, like, everything happened, it's it's all part of God's plan, and they're an atheist.
Yeah. They're not going to find any meaning in that.
It's not, like, yeah, I kind of believe, like, that each individual's belief is kind of what leads.
Yeah.
It's, like, and that's kind of, like, what guides yeah. everyone's life. It's, like, whatever
yeah.
you truly believe. Like,
yeah.
if you believe in manifesting, if you believe
yes.
in faith.
Oh, my God.
Or whatever.
I wrote that down, too.
Yeah, like, if you believe
yeah.
in any of those, like, that is amazing.
It's okay.
And that's
yeah. do it.
Literally, like, it's just, like, whatever it means to you. And
right.
I think, like, a part of why this is so hard for us to define is that it's different for everybody.
It is.
Because belief is different for everybody.
Right. Like, yeah. Not to get too spiritual today, but it kind of is a question of just, like, humanity, and I think a lot of humanity can be explained in, like, belief systems. Like, we need something to believe because our lives are precious and fixed, and we all know that.
Exactly.
So, we need to believe in something.
If we take the more, like, almost cynical route of, like, the world, my world controls me, then
right.
I think that will make some people genuinely lose their minds.
Yes,
but, like, what
yes.
kind
nothing
of meaning,
is real. Nothing matters.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
my life. If I can't control my life,
it's very true.
Yeah, like, I really understand that. Like, it's,
yeah.
like, okay, like, existential crisis.
Literally.
Like, no
Uh-oh.
Matter what happens to be true, it's just kind of whatever keeps you going. Like, some
yeah.
people might not appreciate everything happens for a reason.
Right.
But other people, that might be the reason why they decided to keep going in life.
That's
Who knows?
So true. It could be their very comforting thought that they wake up and tell themselves in the mirror every morning when
exactly,
things are hard.
Exactly.
So, whatever keeps people going, honestly, it's up to you, guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess I want to go along the lines of saying, like, can we, is it a valid statement to just say, okay, just, like, choose to not be affected by this? Like, just choose to, like, change your mindset about it. Like, I don't think that's always valid. I think it can be valid about, like, some very minor things, mm-hmm. which is, like, literally all my days are being consumed by, like, okay, I woke up and it's raining, and I really, this could really make me upset, and sometimes it's okay to be upset, but also I could just, like, no, it's fine, I'm just gonna put on this song, and I'm just gonna walk outside and, like, pretend I'm in the UK. Like, okay, there's that, and I think that process of, like, pushback and, like, trying to make something into a good situation can be helpful. Ooh, and then I also want to ask the question, like, do you need sadness to have happiness? Because, like, there are some days when you genuinely just, like, want to be sad, and it somehow feels like it's helpful so that I could be happy later. Yeah. Again, in very minor mm-hmm. Inconveniences in my life.
No, yeah, I just kind of feel like, whatever. Sadness, happiness, however you feel, because people are human and
yeah.
we have feelings. I just feel like, and we've been saying this, I feel like we just really, I don't think it helps when someone, like, tells you what to do. Like, ooh. Oh, you need to yeah. pick yourself up by your yeah, bootstraps yeah. and pull yourself together.
Just change your mind.
Just change your mind. That's not how life works.
That's true. Why are we so set on telling other people how to deal with things? Because actually, when I think about it, if I'm ever expressing my emotions to someone, I'm not really looking for, like, well, you need to do this. Oh, well, why don't you just do this? I'm just looking for comfort.
Exactly.
And, like, maybe relatability.
And, like, it's different if I'm telling it to myself. Like, I'm like, right. okay, like, pull yourself together.
Okay, let's, okay, let's
but
actually.
But that's me.
Right.
And I think that goes into the whole thing of, like, I have control over myself, but I don't mm-hmm. like it when I'm fully aware of my world trying to control me. So
right.
I don't like it when people tell me what to do.
And I think we're getting so much more exposure to that.
Yeah.
And, like, young people in general, because, like, we don't know, we didn't know what to do for a lot of our lives. We didn't even know how to, like, feed ourselves. So
yeah.
it's like, okay, that was kind of how things were. But now we kind of know how to take care of our, at least our mental health
yeah.
to some capacity. So, like, I'm a little bit, like, I don't want, and it's not even necessarily people, like, you should do this, you should do that, but, like, there's very, like, subliminal ways that people communicate, and it could be, like, your friends, like, mm-hmm. the way they kind of talk about certain topics, mm-hmm. like, I'm like, oh, man, like, why can't I just do that? Why can't I just,
yeah.
like, be like them and do that? But that's just not, like, I maybe, like, self-inflict people, I don't know, telling me what to do onto myself just from, like, my perception of them, whatever.
But also, like, I just feel like I wouldn't do that to people. Like, unless they
yeah.
actually, like, genuinely seek my
That's
life
true
advice.
Too.
And I, like,
what should I do?
People never
see. No one's like, what should I do?
No.
No one is really asking that question.
No.
They're just like,
no.
I don't know, like, I just feel like my, when someone says something, you know, like, I have this minor stress in my life, I'm like, oh no, I'm so sorry for you, like, uh-oh, like, but you got it, though. Like, you can do it.
Yeah.
Is that bad? I don't know.
I
think we
know.
Just say that. Like, oh, you can do it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't think, like, support can ever be, like, that horrible for somebody.
No, like.
So, but, like, sometimes unsolicited advice is a little,
ooh.
Like, oh, like, so, like, why are you giving them advice if they
yeah.
never, like, asked for it.
Right.
That's,
like, a misconception.
Yeah.
I feel like this actually happens in, like, relationships between, like, men and women a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, like, okay, I don't know. I just saw, like, a video. Like, that's terrible. Like, I'm still on Instagram. But it was, like, women actually get, like, their, I don't know if it was, like, joy. Maybe it was literally dopamine or something. Like,
mm-hmm.
maybe they get dopamine from, like literally relatability and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, just, like, I'm thinking of the shape of, like, a circle. Like, everything is in harmony and blah, blah, blah. Like, that's
mm-hmm.
how we get our dopamine. But men maybe get it from, like, checking things off a list and, like, go, go, go. And I think of it as, like, a straight line, like an arrow mm-hmm. or something. And it's, like, different. So it's, like, I feel like when women are talking to their, like, female friendships about mm-hmm. things, it's never, like, oh, like, okay, let's really put our heads together and, like, think of a solution. Mm-hmm. It's, like, no, like, let's all go around in a circle and say what's on our minds and, like, mm-hmm. find comfort in the fact that we're having shared experiences.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. But it's a beautiful thing.
That difference between men and women is a product of society.
I don't know. She was kind of scientific with this one. Ooh. But, like...
But is the science a product of society?
You're right. Dang it. I mean, I don't know what dopamine is. I'm not going to lie. Some human being came up with that word. There's probably, like, Dr. like dope something something.
I don't know.
And, like, they named it after them.
I don't know.
But, like, I believe that I do feel some kind of joy. And joy is made by people, okay? Mm-hmm. I believe that I feel better when I share my stresses with my female friendships and my relationship.
Yeah.
Like when there's like support.
Yeah.
And not solutions.
Mm-hmm.
Not yeah. always. There are things that require solutions.
But like maybe there are people who are more like solution oriented, and that's why like
oh there are.
Yeah, like people yeah. are like, no, like I'm gonna give you my advice right now.
Oh, I feel like actually, and I feel like it's maybe generational too.
Yeah.
Like there were just a lot of problems that like could just be solved. I don't know. I can't speak for other generations. I'm going to stop right there. But anyway, yeah, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. Everything is man-made, and I mean man. That's another thing.
Everything happens for a reason, guys.
Yeah.
You know.
Everything happens for a reason. So just suck it up and do it. If you need to hear that, like, okay, how many times have I, like, come across advice like that? Unwanted, unsolicited advice.
A lot. Especially on the internet.
If like, you're seeing this video, you were meant to see this video.
Yes.
And that's
it'll get me sometimes too. I'll be like, wow, okay, it was meant to be. Like, this is existential.
I don't know. I like using my logical brain to just kind of be like, ah, no. Like, nah. I don't know. Like, we've had our little, like, prophecy read. No, what is it? Yeah. We've had our fortune read.
It was interesting.
And it's funny to just be like, nah, but, like, no, because I can be in control.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
I know. I do think, yes, control is a choice. But I have a question, which is, if you try to control everything, do you force the outcome sometimes? Because I know sometimes, like, I will try to take control of my life, and then sometimes, like, the result is just, like,
What if it's the self-fulfilling prophecy?
I have no idea.
Like, I'm going to use the example of, like, you are making the plans with the group chat. You are sending a text to all of your friends planning something.
Yeah.
And you're doing this because you want to avoid feeling lonely, feeling like you're not having fun, you're not getting out of the house. So, therefore, you're taking the action to avoid that. Then, it ends up happening. But somehow... no one's having a good time. Something went wrong. Everyone's fighting and bickering. And now you just feel lonely and like, why did I ever leave the house?
Yeah.
Is that some form of like self-fulfilling prophecy? But it was in your control and you took the initiative to make it happen. But so it happened.
Exactly.
Maybe there's pictures that you can post on your Instagram. Picture didn't happen. But are you just left feeling like you're experiencing the same feeling you were trying to avoid.
Yes, and then going back in time, like,
yeah.
You're thinking about texting your friends to hang out.
Yeah.
And then you just decide, I don't want to.
Yeah.
And then nothing happens, and you're, like,
maybe
upset.
You feel and lonely, like, and, like,
and
you want to leave the house.
And you feel lonely, and you're like, eh.
Maybe are predestined sometimes.
Yeah, maybe, like, it's, like... Either way, it's sometimes horrible. Like
either way, sometimes there's nothing you can do.
If you don't, whatever.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
In certain situations, but then it's like, But yes, in one avenue, you taking initiative did get you out of the house. And in this example, I might be like, well, everything happens for a reason. Because if you took that initiative and ended up feeling like maybe disappointed in your friend group, maybe that could lead you to be like, man, I need to make some new friends.
Yeah.
And be on that agenda.
Yeah.
Maybe that would work out for you in the long run.
Or like, if you don't, again, if you don't text,
yeah,
just stay in your house, maybe you'll find an amazing movie, yeah, on TV.
See? Something.
And, like, it'll change your life and you decide to, like, become a director or something.
Right.
Who knows?
So maybe some things are, like, it can be comforting in minor situations. But, yeah, I feel like taking initiative can lead to things just, yeah, as much as, like, maybe not taking, yeah, initiative can lead to things.
Yeah.
Maybe if you don't send the text, someone else will. And yeah, it'll be even better somehow.
I know. Like,
I don't know.
I feel like the predominant advice, like, online and stuff is, like, oh, you need to take initiative,
yeah,
every single time. You, mm-hmm, need to take action.
Otherwise,
right now.
You can't just sit and wait for it to happen to you.
Nothing will ever happen. But sometimes it does happen to you.
That's true.
Sometimes it doesn't, but, like, sometimes it does. And then sometimes it doesn't happen for you even if you do take initiative. So
that's true. I mean,
whatever.
I will say I find comfort in attempting things. Like, I do find comfort in being like, okay, well, at least I tried. You know what I mean? Versus, like, that's just how my brain works, because I struggle with, like, I will, like, have regrets about not doing things.
Yeah, no, this is what I was saying. Like, I think it's really up to the individual.
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, how the mindset about our original question. Like, oh, if the idea of, like, not doing anything consumes you, or, like,
yeah,
it's just, like, dang, like, I have so many regrets now.
Right.
It's, like, okay, well, then maybe that might be a good idea for you. I don't know. Like, it's,
yeah,
I don't know. I think it's, like, up to the individual and how,
yeah,
it will affect them.
Yeah. Maybe your brain is just wired to, like, have regrets in a lot of situations.
Yeah.
Like, I also want to talk more about, like, fate in finding love and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of advice is, like, okay. And I think it's, like, girl, you can't sit around and wait for a man to ask you out. You got to take initiative and go ask him out yourself.
Yeah.
And, like, I just feel like some things work out and some things don't.
Yeah.
And sometimes taking initiative works and sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
And some people tend to be more risky,
mm-hmm,
for whatever reason. And some people tend to play it a bit more safe. I think people just do what they know is best for them, in a way.
Yeah.
I actually do believe in that. And I kind of feel like that's like an economics thing. Like, we make rational decisions. I just think that's true. If you're someone that cannot stand, like, not going up to someone and asking them out, you are going to do it. Because otherwise you can't live with yourself. So you're going to do it. Some people are like, God, if I did that, oh, I couldn't live with myself. So they're not going to do it. We're going to behave rationally, I think, at the end of the day. And I think sometimes when people are pushed externally out of their comfort zone from what they kind of, what would be rational for them, I think it maybe ends up badly. I don't know.
I can't think of enough examples, like, for both sides. So
I'm thinking,
I have no
like,
idea.
What if you pressure a friend into asking for a guy's number, but maybe they just didn't want to do it at all, and you made them go up to them, and then they were just so awkward, and it was horrible.
But it could have also been
but it also
successful.
Could have worked out,
so,
because,
like,
you pushed them. But maybe they would have been like, oh, God, like, why? It's so embarrassing that I did that. How could I be a person who did that? Like, I don't know. I think people behave rationally.
Yeah.
And we're all trying to just maximize our utility. Uh-oh. Wait, that's actually crazy, because economics is literally based on happiness. Oh my God.
Wow.
It's very Western. Anyway. Food for thought. Yeah. I feel like I'm talking too much. But I also wrote down,
mm-hmm,
manifestation as a concept.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this is a relatively, like, it's not relatively new, but it's relatively new in the zeitgeist. like, in our generation, like, everyone in our generation would know what manifestation means.
It's definitely risen to fame recently.
Yes. I think, like, from our understanding, it's, like, you choose to take some time out of your day and maybe visualize a certain life you want to live, a certain outcome you want to achieve, and because you're thinking those thoughts and you're thinking so hard about it and wishing it to be true, it will happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
You will manifest it into your reality. And I remember, like, learning about this when I was, like, 15. And I was like, wow, that's cool. Like, let me do that. And I would manifest, like, really stupid stuff. I'd be like, I really want clear skin. I really want no acne. And I will wake up tomorrow and have no acne. No. What is wrong with you, you stupid child? Like, no. That's not what it is. And then I was disappointed. That didn't happen, by the way. But I think there's no harm. If you need to manifest, do it. Like, there's no harm in being like, I'm going to be so rich and this, I'm going to be in love. This person's going to love me. I don't know. Like, do your little daydream thing. Like, yeah. Do it. That's me.
I think it's just really about, like, belief.
Like, yeah.
Because sometimes it is. If you don't believe that you can do something and can achieve something, like, then you can't, because you've put yourself in a box. It's
yeah.
Not even society who puts you in a box. You put yourself in a box. So
true.
When you start to have big dreams and manifest them, that opens your mind yeah. to the possibility that you actually could.
What's the harm?
And you can achieve it.
Yeah.
And that it's possible. So I think, yeah, manifestation.
I mean, whether or not it works, I don't think there's some, like, I don't know. I don't think there's some, like, force out there that's, like, okay, they were thinking. Like, I think there's, like, a whole different side to it of, like, energies and, like,
yeah,
whatever. I don't actually know. I think it's just, like, a mindset thing. Like, again, like, opening up your possibilities.
Yeah.
This is just my opinion, but I don't know.
No, I feel the same way. I feel like it's just, like, your own belief.
Yeah.
It's your own mind and your own world. Because manifestations
yeah.
are one of those things that, like, only you can do them for yourself.
That's true. Like, you should spend time probably thinking about your future.
Yeah, like, I think it's just, like, a good excuse, almost.
Yeah.
To, like, just, like, think and do
be a little
some
positive.
Internal reflection. Thing.
Yeah.
And also keeping that hope.
Right. Like, I could be, like, I don't know, I think a lot of manifestations are like, I'm gonna be rich, I'm gonna live here, I'm gonna have a husband and 5 children. Okay. Not me. But, like, things like that. Or, like, Timothée Chalamet is going to marry me. I don't know. Okay, like, some of them are just kind of silly. But,
yeah.
like, what's the harm? Yeah, maybe Timothée Chalamet is going to marry you. He's going to marry someone. Maybe you were Kylie Jenner and you were, like, manifesting that. I don't know.
I know.
Anyway.
I also think, like, I personally believe it less in, like, physical manifestations and more
yeah.
about, like, more abstract ones.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like people are, like, there are manifestations towards, like, having a house, but then there are
right.
also manifestations towards, like, trying to improve a certain part of your life.
Yeah.
And I guess that makes more
yeah.
sense to me, just, like, personally.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm going to achieve a good work-life balance or something like that.
Yeah, because I think, like, sometimes material objects or just,
yeah.
like,
appearance,
the physical is, like, yes, you can manifest it, but it's also, like, you can also go outside and, like, try and do that.
No, like, literally, like, yeah. And sometimes you can't. Like, sometimes acne is just genetic, okay? Like, I'm sorry. Anyway. I don't know. But,
literally.
Yeah. That's a whole other can of worms. Ugh, that we can never open, ever, again.
I know.
Because it's our last show.
Literally. We need to, like, we need to dump the can
all
of worms
all of our cans
out.
Of worms.
And we have 7 minutes.
Uh-oh.
Y'all.
Okay. Let us know if you want to hear our cans of worms. Is that a good name for like our sister, or like sequel show?
Candle worms.
I don't know.
Can of worms. I hate worms.
Did oh yeah, you do hate you worms.
That? Yeah.
No.
Guys, like I hate worms.
Would you ever like put a worm on a fish hook?
I've done it.
Ew. Oh my god, really?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that must have been horrible.
I hate worms.
Ew,
guys.
I don't think I can do that.
You know, like, but like, okay, earthworms, it's okay. Caterpillars, ooh, I really can't do those.
Sometimes they're like evil and they're poisonous.
I know, they like, oh, they're nasty.
I don't know. I feel like as a kid, I was pretty, like, I'll pick it up.
Yeah.
But I think now I'm not really.
Yeah, no, something changed at some point in my life. Like, I used to pick them up all the time, but oh gosh.
Earthworm.
I hate them so much.
Ugh.
Sorry.
They wriggle.
Yeah, anyways, not to. I digress.
Yeah.
Like, do worms have destinies?
Aww. Sometimes I think about, like, worms. Like, just animals.
I know.
I think this is a sign of, like, empathy. Like, oh my god. Like,
oh my god.
If, you, like, a kid, like, steps... If a kid, like, decapitates a worm, I'm like, oh no. Like, mm-hmm. That worm's life just ended.
That child is evil.
No, like, what just happened?
Yeah, that's evil.
What did I just witness?
I've never done that before. That's horrible.
I think my mom witnessed a lot of, like, tragedy. In her preschool, like, there was like a toad or something, and this kid, and she was about to be like, everyone look at the toad, a kid just stepped on it. Like, oh my god. I think it was alive after, but like, oh no, like this toad was just stepped on and no one even cares.
Oh my god.
If a toad is stepped on and no one notices, was it really stepped on?
See, like, that's another thing. Okay, children, I don't know, like, how they fit into all of this.
Yeah.
Because, like, as a child, yeah. I feel like I was a completely different person. Like,
yeah.
If I was, like...
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I could have... It's, like, nature and nurture. Like, how am I who I am right now?
That's so true.
Compared to me as a child.
Nature versus nurture.
Like,
such a good candidate.
Literally,
worm.
Even, like, me in middle school, honestly. Because, like... Like, last summer, I was with a lot of middle schoolers, and I just, like, experienced their, like, their existence.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, I know this is not who you're gonna be in, like, 10 years.
And it's also crazy to be like, you, in fact, will, guarantee, you will look back on this moment and be like, ew, cringe,
exactly.
Ew.
Exactly.
You will.
So it's like...
That's hard to swallow.
It's also stuff like that. Like, I wonder, like, when I'm, like... Later in life, am I gonna look back at this point and be like,
ew,
oh, what is she,
ew.
Oh, like,
what was she doing,
oh, like, was she really in control of her life?
That's really hard to think about. We face judgment from our past selves and our future selves.
Exactly.
That's so hard to think about.
Like,
so, and then when I think like that, I'm just like, God, you can't think like that. Just keep going.
Exactly.
Move on to the next thing.
No, like, it's chill.
Go, like, get some food or something.
Food
like
for it's thought? Bad.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. It's too much. We exist. And then there's, like, actual, like, scientific theories of, like, reality. And, like, what's the thing, like, Schrodinger?
Oh, yeah.
The cat. What is that? Because I've also Schrodinger cat. Schrodinger's cat. What is that? Hold on, let's get to the bottom. Because I've actually tried to, like, explain this to people, and I genuinely don't know. Okay, we have Copilot telling us what this is. Quantum superposition. Oh, the cat is alive and dead until observed. What does that mean?
I don't know what that means. I'm sorry, this is not...
Oh my god, it's quantum stuff.
Quantum,
like,
means physics, which means not my problem.
Anything quantum... Honestly, any word with, like, a Q, I don't really know. I don't really know.
Yeah, and when it's combined with the word superposition, that's the
no.
end of me.
Like, some kind of subatomic, like, randomness. I don't know.
But I also hate this because you kill a cat.
Did they? Oh, my god.
Release the poison and kill a cat.
But sometimes... But what if it's alive?
It's alive...
If the radioactive
atom
decays, it breaks the vial and kills the cat. If it does not, the cat remains alive.
Okay, so you're basically probably killing a cat.
okay, guys, look this up and let's talk about the ethics behind this and let's talk about the fact that this is a man. Like, a woman would never...
See, like, as a cat, the people control your world.
That's crazy. What if you're just a cat in a box?
That's
what if,
horrible. Oh my God,
what if we're just cats in boxes and sometimes the radioactive atom decays and sometimes it doesn't?
I think that's what this means. Like, when
we're the cat.
Say, we're the cat.
We are the cat. Oh, I mean, I knew that. But, like, okay, sorry. That was
a stupid
moment.
No, this is, like, light bulb moment. Like,
we are the cat, guys.
We are the cat, and we could be alive or dead.
We're all a product of quantum mechanics, okay? Does that help you sleep at night? Because it doesn't help me sleep at night.
No. It makes me a little more disturbed, actually. I didn't need to know this. This is ruining my life.
I actually am, like, very interested.
I'm disturbed.
Wait, the actual cat is a cultural icon. Well, where is this cat? Can I see a picture?
Is that the back of the
cat? Is this, like, an actual cat or, like, what?
It's...
Did they even have cameras back then? Am I being stupid?
I don't see the cat.
When did this happen?
Oh, shoot.
Hold on. It's 1935. I'm pretty sure they had cameras.
Well, maybe they didn't take a picture, though.
Oh, well, they should have.
Okay, guys.
Okay.
This is the end.
We're signing off forever. So this is really sad. And we bid you...
Adieu.
Adieu. goodbye. Farewell. Ew. Okay. Bye.